It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, February 3rd, 2020. We have 17 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through this evening, and today we have northwest winds 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25 knots. Wind waves from the northwest 4 feet high at 6 seconds apart. Northwest swells 12 feet at 12 seconds. Scattered showers early this morning. And today we're going to be talking about the effect of the coronavirus. I've talked with you before on the Ship Report about how the holistic idea in the shipping industry and in many other things that everything is connected. And so here we have we hear about the coronavirus in the news mainly affecting China right now. But it's also affecting international shipping because China is such a big player in shipping. So we're going to talk about how that restrictions there in China because of that virus are actually affecting what's happening with the ships that are going to sea. And since we get so much of our goods in this country from ships from China, it could potentially be a big deal for the United States, although they're not quite saying that yet here. They're just talking about in these articles about the effects on China and the ripple effect on the chain of trade with ships. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. First of all, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. 3 inbounders, 4 in our Astoria anchorages, and 10 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Barrow Island, arriving from South Korea, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's picking up petcoke at Longview. She'll probably pass Astoria around 7:30 this morning and be in Longview's anchorage by about 11. The Santa Paulina is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. I think she's a wheat ship eventually, but she'll be in Astoria's anchorage by about 9:30 this morning to drop anchor and wait there for a while. The GMP Alkmini is arriving from Turkey, headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She's probably for a berth in Vancouver. Her cargo could be finished steel, and she probably will pass Astoria a little after midnight tonight. Well, today I want to talk with you about The idea, as I said earlier, that everything is connected and that the shipping industry is certainly follows that rule in the sense that one thing can happen in one place and it can affect everything else. Sort of like the butterfly effect, if you've ever heard of that, that the butterfly can flap its wings in Tokyo and something happens in the United States. Well, that's true of the shipping industry. And so what's happening right now is related to the coronavirus. So I'm going to read you a few articles that I found on the gcaptain.com website, which is a great maritime news portal, shipping industry news portal. This first article is from Reuters. I'm going to read one from Bloomberg News Service and then another from Reuters, all about the coronavirus and how it's affecting the shipping industry. So this first article is from Reuters. The dateline, Tokyo, Singapore, January 31st. Shipping companies may face delivery delays of vessels fitted with exhaust gas filtering equipment that complies with anti-pollution rules that kicked in this year due to the impact from the virus outbreak in China, shipping sources said on Friday. Now, this is related to IMO 2020, which I did a big interview late last year with Captain Robert Johnson about the changes in the requirements for sulfur levels in ship fuel to make the ships less polluting. Now, some of the older ships, newer ships could comply with this fuel by just burning it. Some older bulk carriers, quite a few of them, have to have scrubbers installed in order to purify the exhaust to comply with the rules. So that's what this is about. So a lot of ships have to be converted. The conversion process is ground to a halt in Chinese shipyards because people are not there for reasons related to the coronavirus. So to continue with this article, a Mitsui OSK Lines executive, that's a shipping company, said many vessels were in Chinese docks to get scrubbers installed to meet the new emissions rules, but with 4 Chinese provinces asking companies to extend the Lunar New Year holiday by 1 week to February 10th, workers may not be available to complete installation. So the Lunar New Year holiday in China is a big holiday for them. It's been impacted severely by the coronavirus. It's a time when a lot of people take vacation. So they're thinking of extending that so that even if people aren't sick, they may not be back to work until February. So many vessels are waiting for scrubbers to be installed, and that's not happening right now. So ships in dry dock are reportedly lying idle without any work being carried out. In some cases, even provisions cannot be supplied to crews on board ships in dry dock. So People were not even being allowed to exit or enter some areas where there are many repair docks in China. So this is a big slowdown of something that is, these ships can't travel now until they have those scrubbers installed, because they'd be in violation of the law and incur heavy fees and other sanctions. So this is about, this is kind of a big deal, kind of one of the, sort of a hidden detail of the coronavirus outbreak effect. So about 2,000 vessels, or less than 10% of the global fleet capacity, have already been equipped with scrubbers, according to January 1st. I mean, according to IHS Markit, which is a news agency, as of January 1st. So there's still a lot to be done there. One thing I read that was very interesting that I wanted to kind of explain was the concept of force majeure. A Chinese international trade promotion agency said it would offer force majeure certificates to companies struggling to cope with the impact of the new epidemic on their business with overseas partners. And so I've heard that term before, and I looked it up. And according to the International Chamber of Commerce, there's a force majeure clause. Force majeure means overwhelming forces. There's a hardship clause. It was enacted in 2003 that balances business persons' legitimate expectations of performance with the harsh reality that circumstances do change to make performance so hard that the contract simply must change. So it looks as though perhaps shipping companies may have some legal leverage to request a waiver from that scrubber law until they can get things back on track again. But so there are ships sitting in dry dock unable to haul cargo because of the coronavirus. So here's a little bit more about the impact from Bloomberg News about the impact on freight of the coronavirus. The coronavirus crisis in China has hammered many markets this month. None have felt a bigger impact than freight. Rates for giant Capesize ships, typically used to carry raw materials such as iron ore, plunged 90% from a September peak to less than $4,000 a day, based on an index that tracks their earnings. A wider Baltic Dry Index, more than half, that's an index of I think, dry bulk cargo, more than halved in January to hit the lowest since 2016, as the worsening outbreak brought an already weak freight market because of the Lunar New Year to its knees. The plunge in shipping rates underscores just how much pull China has in global commodities markets, with the virus upending everything from oil futures to copper prices. Iron ore, by the way, is the biggest dry bulk cargo by volume, with annual seaborne flows, or cargo shipments, totaling about $1.6 billion as vessels carry this key steel-making ingredient from giant mines in Brazil and Australia to users in China and Europe. And so that sort of gives you a glimpse into how all this operates, that that the shipping industry is can be greatly affected by market forces and by even the impact of an epidemic, or what is they're saying is becoming a pandemic in one country, can affect everything else. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.